I've been Quaker for the past 30 years or so, and Quaker worship has spoiled me for traditional religious services. I often find a lot that is beautiful and meaningful in traditional worship, but the great stumbling block for me is the responsorial readings. Occasionally I will agree with what we are supposed to respond, but more often than not, either I don't agree or I simply don't know if I believe it or not. The voice of peer pressure whispers in my ear, "Go ahead, it's not a big deal, just go along with the crowd." A growing respect for truth no longer permits me to do that, even with well-intended responses. What if I'm supposed to say, "You are all merciful God," but I'm thinking, "I don't see much mercy for the millions dying from AIDS, for the people hurt by Hurricane Katrina, or even for myself when my mom died when I was 9. That has to create some kind of dissonance in me. Given that I would be trying to do this in a religious community, where it would seem truth should matter most, I would say that such an internal-external disconnect would confuse something at my very core. Or consider this. We all know that swearing on the Bible has been the standard for courtroom truth-telling. Look at Matthew 5:33-37 and James 5:12. It clearly says, "Don't swear any kind of oath." We're supposed to be honest all the time, it says, and therefore we shouldn't take an oath on anything in heaven or on earth. That would certainly include the Bible. What kind of sense does it make to swear on the Bible if the Bible itself makes it clear you shouldn't swear oaths at all? Obviously, a lot of people haven't noticed or paid attention to what the Bible says about oaths, but what does that imply? If a person says, "I'm taking an oath on this book because it is central to my faith and beliefs, but I don't know, or maybe even care, about what the book says," doesn't that sound like a serious contradiction? Doesn't that seem like there's a rotten root at the base of how we deal with truth? This is not some abstract ethical question. If we blatantly contradict ourselves or ignore the truths we do know, when dealing with what's supposed to be most sacred to us, how likely is it that we'll carefully speak the truth when running for political office, applying for a job, or talking to our kids? This contradiction was highlighted recently when Keith Ellison, the new Muslim representative from Minnesota, decided to take his oath of office on the Quran rather than on the Bible. Jewish radio talk show host Dennis Prager reacted strongly against this decision. "America is interested in only one book, the Bible. If you are incapable of taking an oath on that book, don't serve in Congress." This demand is all the more confusing, coming, as it did, from a Jewish commentator. Just think about what that means. Which is the more serious mockery? To make your sacred pledge on a book that you don't revere, or to take your oath with respect to something other than the Bible, which is the religious center of your life? Shouldn't we be more likely to trust the person who won't compromise his integrity? But Prager says that just such a hypocritical act is what is required to be a member of Congress. That is a sad statement on our national way of doing business, that we should mouth insincere words as the condition of representing the American people. Much of what I've learned about truth-telling I owe to Quaker insights that date back 350 years. The early Quakers were careful about meaning what they said and saying what they meant. They refused to take oaths, but held to the highest standards of honesty. In fact, Quaker became such a symbol of trustworthiness, particularly in commerce, that the company Quaker Oats capitalized on the name to claim the virtue for themselves, even though it was not a Quaker company. Let me leave you with another Quaker practice, something we call queries. A query is a question you sit with to take you closer to the divine, the source of all truth. It's not as important to answer a query as it is to visit it regularly, sit with it, and let it throw light on the truths emerging from within you. I offer you this query. Do I stay close to my guide in all that I say and do, speaking only that which I surely know is true, saying nothing that I do not know to be true? by Mark Helpsmeet, Eau Claire Friends Meeting, Wisconsin, Northern Yearly Meeting.